strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 26th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing really well, Taryn. We all survived a double last night, so that's lovely. There's a lot to talk about, maybe not a lot to talk about, but maybe a lot to talk about. So let's just dive in.
Yes. Yes. The double eviction was last night, but we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the live feeds of Big Brother Canada 7. It was day 55 in the house. And in the morning, prior to the double eviction, Esty was still on the block up next to Mark. Anthony did let Esty know that he was going to be voting to evict her prior to the eviction. Adam and Dane worked some more on Damien to try and get his vote to evict Esty. Adam let him know that if it's a tie vote, he will be evicting Esty and that Kira is voting to evict Esty. So he might as well go along with it, because if he doesn't, then the guy thing isn't going to work. Mark is going to know that Damien's against him. Damien did not like it, though.
No, Damien, at this point, you know, he's like, listen, it's just my one vote. Like, you guys, nothing's going to change it. Clearly, everyone's speaking a high hell about how Esty's going regardless. And he's just okay with doing what he wants to do. And I feel like, you know, just let him do it. Let him do what he wants.
Yes. So that's what ended up happening here. Damien did end up flipping. Esty was evicted in a 3-1 vote. And then Dane is going to win the next HOH. He puts up Damien and Kira. Anthony wins the veto. Damien is then evicted by a vote of 3-0. And then that's the end of the double eviction. But Puya, we had some exciting news last night, because Kira ended up winning the next HOH, which means one of the pretty boys will be going home. One of them will be going home, Puya.
Yeah, they're just like that. The legacy they wanted to build has ended. I mean, obviously, still very impressive to get to the final five with all four of you intact. But what they expected to not happen, happened. This entire buildup to trying to get rid of Damien, because they have a better shot of getting to the four together, now has gone away, because out of nowhere, Kira wins an HOH.
There you go. So this is going to be a quick update, because there's not a ton to update, but there's going to be some talk here, because some decisions are being made. So we talked last night, right? We talked last night about what Kira should do, that I said Kira should put up Mark and Anthony, because if they put up Dane, then Anthony can win the veto and force Adam on the block, and then Adam will go home, leaving Kira in a situation in the final four where it's Mark, Anthony, and Dane. That is almost worst case scenario for Kira, because Dane will evict Kira, Anthony will evict Kira, and Mark will evict Kira. They will all evict Kira.
Right.
Maybe Anthony or Mark would evict Dane, but it's not likely. Like, Dane is very likely going to win one of those two competitions, and Kira would be the person evicted because Dane wants to take Anthony to the final two. Mark wants to take Anthony to the final two, probably, but might take Kira, and Anthony wants to take Mark to the final two. So that's not good. Not good. There are two things that Kira needs to avoid this week. They need to avoid taking out Mark, and they need to avoid taking out Adam. Those are the two most important things, because Adam is their key to surviving the final four. Because they can't win HOH, which means they have a must-win veto competition there ahead of them. So the plan I proposed that they clearly didn't hear was put up Anthony and Mark. If Adam or Dane wins the veto, that's fine. They would have kept themselves safe anyway. Then you have to just get rid of, then you lose Mark, unfortunately. But, you know, you definitely have a chance to talk Adam into taking out Anthony. They could nominate Dane and Mark, or if they wanted to be even safer, Dane and Anthony. There's all kinds of different things, right? But ultimately, what they were thinking initially is that they want Dane up on the block next to Mark. Yeah. And this is what I was worried about, because if Anthony wins the veto, he can force Adam on the block. Adam could go home, and that would not be a good thing for Kira if the one pretty boy that could have their back goes home, leaving Dane, Anthony, and Mark in the final four. It's dangerous, Puya.
It's very dangerous. You've talked about it throughout the week, the buildup between the dynamics surrounding Kira and the pretty boys, how Anthony was able to carve himself a spot there, talked with them, and they felt good, even though they're still a little weary. But obviously, anything being considered, Adam is their number one person. Adam is the one piece of that four-person pie that they can confidently say, okay, this is someone that will have my back. I mean, it goes all the way back to when Sam goes out. Who's there for them? Adam. Adam's the one person that's been a constant in an otherwise really awkward game for Kira. So keep Adam safe. That's the number one mission. Number one mission. And with the dynamics, with the fact that there's only four people left, only two votes there, you really don't have many ways to look at it. But what you propose, I think, makes the most sense if they heard you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Primary goal, I think, is keeping Adam safe, making sure Mark stays in the game, and getting Dane out of the house. That's very important. They do need to get Dane out of the house, but how they do it is also very important, because Dane will stay up. He will go if he's up against Anthony. He will go if he's up against Mark. He will stay if he's up against Adam. Good thing they don't plan on putting up Adam, right? It's very important that Dane leaves, and the best way to do it is to put up Anthony. Mark and Anthony, because then all you have to do is hope that Adam or Dane don't win the veto, which if they did anyway, again, they would probably keep themselves safe. So if Anthony, Mark, or Kira wins the veto, then any one of them can take one person off the block. Dane goes up, and then Dane goes home. And now you have plenty of ammunition to use against Adam, because you know that Anthony and Mark would have been campaigning to get Adam on the block and get Adam home. They would have been fighting to begin with this whole thing. With Dane gone, Adam, I do believe, would take Kira to the final two. I believe that Adam would fight against Anthony and Mark and try to bring Kira down. Mark, you know, might take Kira. Anthony would then be the person you'd want to leave next, I believe. Best case scenario for Kira is Dane goes with Adam and Anthony and Mark fighting, and then in the final four, they're pretty safe because Adam will protect them, and then get to the final three with Adam and Mark, where both people would take them. I think that's absolute ideal scenario. So that's what they should be doing.
That's what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm. And they do. They want to take Dane out of the game. That is their goal. So their initial thought is they go to Adam and they say, look, Adam, you're not touching the block no matter what. I am not putting you on the block no matter what happens. You are not leaving on my HOH. But I do need a pawn to put up next to Mark. And I'm thinking, you know, it'd be really, really bad. It would look really bad if I didn't put Dane up. It would make it really obvious that we have a final three. And Adam's like, I don't know. I mean, you just go to Anthony and say, like, hey, you haven't touched the block yet. But they're like, it's very clear. They want to take Dane out of the game, and they want to do it sneaky. Like, they want to tell Adam that it's just as a pawn. And then whoops. Dane went home.
The old accidental is what they're trying to pull for here. And it was very fun watching them go on, because all this is kind of starting to happen while you were doing the recap with Kirsten and Amon last night. And obviously Dane gets a whiff of this, and Dane's whole story is, Let's lean on Sam. Say Sam would have wanted this. Harp at home that Sam wants me and you to be together with them and make it to the end together. So that's what Dane wants to do. And Adam obviously tries his best to keep it Anthony going up. But obviously, Kira also mentions, well, Dane put me up 3 times. Like, this is, like, narratively, this makes sense for Dane to be the one to go up. And again, I want to keep us hidden. And with so many little places to go, I feel like this is the move to make. But obviously, there's going to be pushback. Obviously, there's everyone wants a specific thing to happen. And Kira's in the center of all of it, having to weigh everything out.
Yes. So they're having a conversation with Dane and Adam, and they're telling them, like, hey, I need a pawn. Dane, would you be okay? And Dane is like, I mean, I wouldn't hold it against you, but I don't like it. What if Anthony voted me out? And they're like, Anthony won't vote you out. I'm gonna take Anthony to Wendy's. I'm gonna get a sense of how he's feeling. And then finally, like, I was watching this, like, screaming at them, like, you idiots! If Anthony wins the veto, he can force Adam on the block. Somebody say it, please. Why does this happen every season that people don't realize this? Ugh! And then finally, after like 10 minutes, Dane is like, wait a minute, though. If Anthony wins the veto, he can use it and force Adam on the block, and then they'll vote Adam out. And Kira's like, oh, I didn't think of that.
There's so, like, such limited options and movements here. How did you not come up with that idea? How did you not think, if there's one piece I'm trying to save, let me think of all the scenarios surrounding that one person? It's incredible. Dumbfounding.
This happens every season. It makes me so mad. It's so easy to figure out. Come on. So Kira is like, oh my God, I didn't think that. Oh man. Oh crap. Oh no. But what if I talk to Anthony and make sure he doesn't use it? And they're like, he's not going to tell you he's going to use it. And they're like, oh yeah, that's probably right. Oh man. And it's like, they'd up until this point, they'd been presenting it like, I'm just thinking about maybe putting Dane on the, I haven't decided anything. But as soon as they present this, they're like, oh no. Oh crap. What am I going to do? Like, they're very clearly, like, having to reconsider their very set idea of putting Dane on the block. You didn't even have to do it in the first place, because it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Dane can go on the block. He can be off the block. It doesn't matter. The veto still stays the same in terms of who wins and what happens. So they have to really think this through. They're saying, you know, I got to talk to Anthony at Wendy's. I got to really figure this out. But yeah, you're making some sense here.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Their entire storyline is, I'm not going to outright say what the noms are. I'm not going to put it out there. I'm going to figure it out. But obviously, while having a clear idea what they're going to do, now that this new revelation, this big news comes in that, hey, Adam could be in danger. Now there's reevaluation going on. Now there's worries. And now the mind's going a mile a minute. So not fun.
No. So they have things to think about, and again, it is risky, and that's why I do believe that Anthony and Mark on the block is the best way to go. Because they have to hope that Adam and Dane don't just win out. Right. And
right.
If Adam and Dane win out, there's nothing they can do about it anyway. If they lose this veto, though, and it's a veto, it's 3-2. If they lose this veto, then Kira is in a prime position to not only make it to the end, but actually potentially win, where they pull off a Dane backdoor, not a real backdoor, but, they'll think it's a backdoor in the jury, pull off a Dane backdoor, get to the end with Adam fighting with Anthony and Mark, take Mark down to the end, or have Mark take them after taking a Dane out. Like, this is the path right here.
The moment. Yeah.
You just have to hope that this one competition goes your way, and don't screw it up. Kira.
Please.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Adam and Dane talk afterward. They're like, we have to really hammer this point home that if Anthony wins, he's going to use it. And if we get through this, we're golden. We're good. We just have to survive. They still don't know that that Kira would be, you know, taking that shot at Dane, and Dane is a goner if he doesn't win the veto, or if Adam doesn't win the veto. So that's a tricky one there, and you know, it's risky for Dane. He's in a tough spot. Whether he goes up on the block initially or not, he does have some veto winning he might need to do, or he can hope that Kira screws it up.
Yeah. There's a couple of factors here. I mean, obviously, you mentioned last night that Adam has only ever lost one veto that he participated in, and that was last night. And he came close to winning that one, too. And Dane and him combined have pretty much taken a big piece of all the competitions this season. So it's not crazy to think, oh, they're going to win another one. But like last night, like the fact that Kira won an HOH out of nowhere, anything could happen. And with being this close to the end of the game, it is some sensitive places to walk through. And they're right. They need to just get through every. It's funny because I feel like everyone's story at this point is once they get through this week, it becomes very clear what their fate is in this game. So getting through this week for Dane means everything. Keeps his equity up there, and honestly gives him one of the probably the best shot to take this whole thing down and win. But what he doesn't know is that his name is out there. But this is why this is pretty interesting for a final five that could have honestly been a snooze fest. The veto has many implications, and the path it takes has many implications. Who gets put on the block has many implications. So I'm excited to see how they decide to go, how Kira decides to take this shot this week.
Yes. And again, it is absolutely vital that Kira takes Dane out of the house.
For them. Yeah, definitely.
Because Dane will not take Kira. Dane will evict Kira at Final Four. Dane will evict Kira at Final Three. He's going to take Anthony or Mark. I think he'd even take Adam over Kira. Anthony is the next person they need to take out, because Anthony will not take Kira. Anthony will take Mark over Kira every time. And Anthony will also beat Kira. So, you know, not only will he take them out, but he will also beat them. Dane will take them out every single time and beat them. Mark is important to keep around because they might be able to beat Mark.
Best chance.
And Adam is important to keep around because Adam can help protect them to get to the end the first place. So again, very, very vital. Dane needs to go home because with Dane gone, Adam will protect Kira, and they have a great chance of getting to the end with Mark. And so again, Dane goes home sitting next to anybody except for Adam. So we wake up this morning and Kira says to the cameras, "You know what? I need to put up Dane and Adam."
Smart moves. What? Where? Why? How? How did you get here? Taryn, walk us through this.
So they're saying that because if Adam wins the veto, he'll use it on Dane and therefore protect Dane. Therefore, Adam needs to be on the block next to Dane in order for Dane to go home. What they don't realize is that Anthony and Mark will vote out Adam. And then you're shit out of luck, Kira.
By trying so hard to keep Dane safe and trying to bank on Adam wins veto on the block, Adam uses it on himself, you're failing to see that three other people would use it to not have Adam get off the block, to have Adam go home. And that's not a great look. That's not a good time. That's not easy to maneuver. That's very dumb. Very, very, very dumb.
Yeah. It's not good. Not good. You know, at the very least, just have Dane up next to Mark and then be like, "Hey, Adam, please don't use the veto." You have a much greater chance at convincing Adam to do something than you have of convincing Anthony to do something. Like, "Hey, Anthony, please vote out Dane. Please vote out Dane, who's taking you to the final two, please. It's not going to happen. And then they are in the final four with three people who are not taking them. Again, maybe Mark would take them. Maybe Mark would take them. But it is like there's still Dane in the house and Adam's gone. And now Anthony with Dane and Dane taking Anthony and Adam's not taking Anthony. You don't want Adam to leave. You don't.
Yeah, you really don't. It's absolutely incredible, Taryn, that we got here this morning, because honestly, going to bed, I was like, well, looks like the path is carved. Looks like it makes sense. I think they're going to get to the right decision. But did I expect them to get to the absolute wrong decision? Absolutely not. This is absolutely worst case scenario if on their HOH, Adam goes. And as much as they think they'll have a say if they put Adam and Dane up on the block, they really don't. They really don't. It's out of their hands if they do this. So I don't like what direction this is taking. Hopefully they come to their senses, but I don't know at this point. I don't know for sure at this point.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. And so let me just, because there are some people that think Anthony would take Kira. I do not believe that at all. I think Anthony takes Mark every single time. I'm not even close to considering that he would take Kira over Mark. I 100% believe Anthony would take Mark over Kira. I honestly believe Anthony would take Dane over Kira, because Anthony is all about who has been the most loyal to him. And granted, if Kira does this for him, he might take Kira over Dane, but I don't think there's a scenario where that even happens, because Dane, if Dane stays, it's because he won something. He won the veto or whatever, and that means Kira's gone. So if Dane stays into the final four, either Kira leaves at the final four or Dane leaves at the final four. If Dane leaves, then Kira's in the final three with Mark and Anthony, and Kira has to hope that Mark is willing to cut Anthony. And they also have to hope that Dane doesn't win either HOH or POV, because that's also crazy. So lots of things to consider here, but basically if Adam leaves, then I think Anthony beats them hands down, because this is Anthony's move. Everyone is going to be like, how did Anthony convince Kira to take out Adam? This is ridiculous. And then Kira almost definitely gone at final four, almost definitely doesn't get taken to final two. And even if they do, I think that, it's probably because Mark won some competitions. I'd honestly give Mark a leg up in terms of getting the win there, because, Adam's going to be pissed off. Sam is probably not going to be super happy. I think that Kira loses the game 100%. If Kira puts, so that's one, that's best case scenario. Kira keeps them both on the block. And so if Kira keeps them both on the block and Adam goes, that means they could have taken out Dane with the plan I suggested in the place that gets them the best, in the best position. If Adam wins, he takes himself down and Dane goes. That's what they wanted in the first place. Okay, that's good. There you go. However, Adam's not working with them now.
Right.
Adam staying in the house is the same thing as Dane staying in the house now, because they just betrayed Adam and he's not going to take them further anymore. So there's no benefit to that. That as soon as you put up Adam and Dane, they're both the same and you need both of them gone. So that's no good. If Dane wins the veto and Adam leaves, then you're again, terrible situation. I guess theoretically, if Dane kept Adam and Kira kept Adam, then Kira could keep Adam in that situation. But again, after pissing Adam off, it's honestly better for Kira to then take Adam out. Leave it like that. Best case scenario is leaving Kira in the spot where they're in a really bad spot heading into the final four. There's no good outcome here. There's no good outcome. There is a good outcome with the other plan. There is a good outcome, and Kira needs a good outcome, right? There's no good outcome here. I think that there's no way Kira can win this game.
No, no, absolutely not. Any chance they had will be shot dead. Absolutely. Because I think number one goal is keep Adam safe. Number two goal should be ideally get rid of Dane. Number three is if it's anyone else, I'll deal, but I still have Adam there protecting me. That's good. That still has an end game path for me. But the fact that Adam touches the ball, I think burns everything with Adam. You're absolutely right there. I think explaining this kind of game move, because it's not like a, I want you to be for sure playing the veto to win the veto, because everyone can play the veto. Like, it's not a situation like that. So explaining that to Adam, no level of logic makes sense there. It makes it clear, because the only other thing you can say is, I really want Dane gone, and you would have used the veto to get to keep Dane, which makes Adam think, well, you could have talked to me, right? You could have talked to me. It could have been very easy. And I do think Kira would have had a chance to talk to Adam if they don't put Adam on, and Adam does win the veto if they really want Dane. Like, they've shown this emotion. They've shown this ability to play with the emotion. And I think, I don't know if Adam would listen to that or not, but there's still a percentage chance there. Whereas if Adam's on the block, you've burned everything with him. It's disbelief. It's not going to make sense. And I like what you said about the whole Anthony thing, getting credit, because in no world will anyone sit there and think Kira made the conscious decision to put Adam up, because it's insane. It's an insane yes. thing to do. So it will just seem like someone manipulated you into doing this. Someone fed you information to make you do this. No one's going to think you did this with a sane mind, because it doesn't make sense to do so.
Yeah. And this is Anthony's move. Let's be clear about it. Anthony managed to convince Kira, because Kira says the one person more so clearly than even Adam that Kira needs to keep safe is Anthony. Kira's not trying to protect Mark. Mark is an expendable person to Kira. Anthony is the one they want to protect, as though they want to take Anthony to the end, because they clearly believe that Anthony is willing to take them. Like, Anthony is the person that they want to stay more than anyone else in the house right now. And that's insane.
Yeah.
Anthony, if they can't get out Dane, they need to get out Anthony next, because Anthony is a person that that Mark might take to the end, and they need to be in the end with Mark, and they can't have Mark leave, because Mark is probably the only person they can beat. Maybe they can beat Anthony if they show that they don't buy into his manipulation. But if they do, they certainly can. But Anthony managed to convince them that they are all on that he is all on board the Kira train, and that they can't trust Dane and Adam, and that Dane and Adam are huge threats, and that, you know, in order for Kira to stand up and be the person that they need to be, they mm-hmm. need to take the shot at Adam and Dane. And I mean, hats off to Anthony. Like, I told you guys on the Stockwatch this week, I was like, hey, don't count this guy out. He could have cards up his sleeve. And oh boy, did he.
Yeah, you gave him an 8, and rightfully so, because it's been mentioned specifically by you that Adam is Kira's strategic person. They've been aligned from the get-go, makes sense. What Anthony brings to the table is that relationship vibes. And it has been mentioned before that things have been shaky. The trust hasn't really been there, but Anthony has a way of making Kira feel like they belong. And as we saw on the DRs last night, that's probably the most important thing to Kira, is that feeling of belonging to something, of being a part of something. And Anthony clearly is able to convey that and make them feel like they are genuinely going to be with Kira. And it's funny, because if this was a entry-level person who was asleep the whole game, right? They wake up and they're kind of just like, they haven't been a part of the relationships. They haven't seen anything. And they're just given a sheet of the statistics of, okay, this is who went up when, these are who won the competitions. You look at it and you're like, well, this guy, Anthony, hasn't been on the block at any point at all, hasn't touched it. And every other person there has been HOH and hasn't made that happen either. And now I'm here as HOH, and I'm not looking at putting them up. Like, it should, the writing should be clear on the wall. Hey, this guy is dangerous. This guy is good with everybody. But I don't think that's coming into play here because of the emotions, because of the fact that Anthony gives off this, like, that's the Papa Bear. Like he's got me. So I'm feeling good with Anthony. And that's not an easy thing to pull off. It's almost like the biggest long con of the season to be able to pull something like that off. Especially given that, again, Adam has been on your side from day dawn. Adam has been good with you from day. But the fact that you're feeling this comfortable with stuff Anthony's telling you, then yeah, hats off. Hats off to Anthony. Because again, this move is insane. If this happens, if nominations come up and this is what happens, it's incredible that it did, because it really shouldn't have. Has no business being the nomination.
Yeah, and there are some crazy people out there who are like, hey, this is the right move for Kira. And to those people, you're wrong. Because first of all, Kira is not looking at it the way that these people are proposing it, right? Kira is not looking at it like, I need to keep Mark in the game because he's my only chance. Kira is like, no, I need to keep Anthony in the game because that's what Anthony told me to do. And second, if you go through every, so intentionally, this is wrong in the first place, but maybe it's one of those like, hey, it's like a Sam move or whatever, where the intention is wrong, but maybe the ultimate result is right.
Right.
But that I also don't think is wrong, is right, sorry, because if you look at every scenario individually, the best case scenario is not doing this. And if you do this, your best case scenario is you have to win out. Your best case scenario is like really, really tough stuff. Best case scenario, not doing this, really great stuff. Worst case scenario, doing this, the worst. Worst case scenario, doing the other move, not as bad. Go through every scenario and you'll see. It's hard to do that on a podcast when I'm just ranting by myself, but this reminds me of the Johnny Mac move in Big Brother 17 when I wore the bandana and I said, this is my Johnny Mac funeral because he's dead to me because he's making a terrible move. And then I wrote up this whole like page long thing about why it was a terrible move. It's a bad move. It's a bad move. And so it's just silly. What are you doing, Kira? And I think these kinds of moves are amplified in how bad they are because it's so obvious that they shouldn't be doing. Like, sometimes it's a bad move because you were like too loyal to somebody. But this is a bad move. This is a bad move that's so much worse because you are betraying the person that you are closest with for a manipulator. That's Dan Giesling convincing, Danielle to do things. That's Dr. Will convincing Janelle or Erica to take out their people. Like that's all time bad moves here.
Yeah. Cause I think the important thing to note is that they don't like all the points you've put out about what the best move is. These are not things that Kira has contemplated. You saying Mark is a necessary person for them to keep isn't them saying that. That's what you're seeing, and you're like, this is clearly the best move. So if Mark stays, it's not through them knowing that this is good for me. It's through the fact that it just happened to happen that way. And it ultimately does come down, because I think Anthony being able to play up the you'll be the Kingslayer if you get rid of Dane or you get rid of Adam, you're the Kingslayer. You did what nobody else could. You did what seemed impossible. But again, all the credit will go to Anthony, all of it. And the fact that they would still want Anthony, they still want to keep Anthony. That is just, you're just essentially what you're doing, Kira, is you're pushing Anthony's stock further up, higher and higher, win equity higher and higher. So you go ahead.
Yeah. And not only Anthony, but Mark. Because I think that if they do this move, if they keep Mark off the block at the final four, when every single person is going to be like, why is Mark staying so much? Why is Mark still staying? Like, why is he off the block? They all expect Mark to go up on the block if Kira wins final five HOH. How did Mark get Adam on the block instead? It's because of Anthony. Anthony made it happen. And Mark is working with Anthony. You gotta give Mark a little bit of a little renegade credit, a little chill town credit for being the sidekick there, I think. And I think that you have to, I think that if Mark makes it to the end with Kira after cutting Anthony, which is Kira's best chance if this goes down, Mark is the Kingslayer. Mark is the one.
He gets all the credit.
Yes, I think Mark beats Kira because Kira was another, like, the reason why Kira might beat Mark is because nobody respected Mark because he was a puppet of Anthony. That during his HOH week, Mark was 100% a puppet of Anthony. Everybody saw it. This week, Kira is clearly, everybody's going to see that they're a puppet of Anthony, doing what Anthony wants them to do. Doing exactly what Anthony needs them to do. And now, if Mark and Kira are both puppets of Anthony, Mark is the one with a little more agency. Mark is the one that was in on the whole time. You know, Mark is the one that has had been at least a little bit more respectable the whole way down. You know, Anthony is going to be campaigning for Mark. Unless Mark cuts him, maybe then he would go for Kira. But if it's at the final three and he cuts him anyway, then he won't have time to. But you know that if Kira does this, you know Dane and Adam 100% are going for Mark. If Adam leaves this week, he's going to get to the jury house and he's going to talk to Sam a lot. Sam, I think, would probably still go for Kira, but I don't know. You know, you've got Corey, who's a vote for Mark. That's three for Mark right there. Three immediately for Mark against Kira at this point. Mark only needs one more. That's Damien isn't fond of Mark, but he wasn't fond of Kira either. Esty will go with Dane, and there you go. Mark wins.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah. It becomes the battle of the lemmings if those two get to the end. It's just who was the better, more controlling of their own fate type. And I do think in that battle, Mark would win. Now, granted, we've seen how Mark is when there's an audience and he has to give speeches. They're a little weird for me, but I do think that against Kira, they would have a better chance. Mark would have a better chance at, you know, explaining everything. And it always does come down to this. Who will gain all the remaining credit? Like, you point out the Dr. Will and the Dr. Will and Mike Boogie with the Chill Town. Dr. Will goes out. Mike Boogie gains all the credit for being one half of the Chill Town squad.
Exactly. Left. And he was up against Erica, who they'd talked into turning on her closest ally.
There you go. Yeah. So it's all about who gets all the credit. And once, even if he had 10% of the credit, now he gets to at least vouch for 60-70 of it, because Anthony went out. And then at the end, I was smart enough to get rid of Anthony when I knew that I would have lost to him. Blah, 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 blah. Then that's a good position to be in. Because, again, so to circle back, if this move happens this week, Kira is in a position where they have to win out. Right. They have to. That final four veto becomes the most important thing on the planet. And that is not great. That is not a great position to be in. And any conversation we had at the start of this about their path to the end, their possibility to win, will get shot to 0%, in my opinion.
I think so. Because I do think, because any chance, like, basically, if Kira is up against Mark wins unless Mark pisses off the pretty boys enough that they right. decide to go with Kira instead, because there's three pretty boy votes. There's Corey and there's Esty, who will go with Dane probably. Like, that's at least five votes. You also have Sam, who might go with Adam if Adam is persuasive enough. That's six votes out of seven. You know, maybe Damien would vote for Kira, but Damien was also not fond of Kira. Like, there's not a single solid vote. I can't even say Sam is a solid vote for Kira, unless, like, Kira's only hope of beating Mark. And the reason why I thought Kira could beat Mark is because nobody respected Mark because of his puppetry, being puppeted by Anthony. And if Kira is somebody that stood up to Anthony, and Kira is somebody that that got to the end and had Mark piss off Adam, and meanwhile Kira was a loyal ally to Adam and people like that, then I think Kira might be able to get Adam's vote, then definitely be able to get Sam's vote, and might be able to get somebody like Damien, who, if they stood up to Anthony and Mark didn't, that's three. That's when Kira starts to have a much better shot at beating Mark. But if Kira betrays Adam at the final four, that's burning a vote. Like, Adam is already inclined to vote for a pretty boy over Kira, I think, especially if that pretty boy remained loyal, whereas Kira, the person that he's been, like, friends with for so long, like, has really, like, grown to get, like, closer to, just stabs him right in the back. Him of all the pretty boys, it had to be him. I don't see there's any chance of him voting for Kira over Mark. So I really feel like this is Kira's, this is it.
Yeah. Right. And it's funny because obviously coming into that HOH last night, Kira wins. I think the one person that's not Kira, who's kind of happy with the result, is Adam. Cause he's like, hey, look at me. Like, I'm probably not going anywhere. One of the pretty boys goes, I don't have to touch him. Brilliant. Perfect, perfect, perfect. There's three other guys. I'm set. But if out of those four guys, you're the one who goes when you really thought for sure the other three are going, you can't help but feel burnt. And obviously, we do talk about, you know, a lot of discussion in the last couple of years about bitter jurors, people being salty. How is that going to play in? It'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out. But I do think, given Kira's lack of a resume so far, so to speak, lack of a say in what's been going on, lack of capability to steer this season in any way, the story coming down to these four guys really had a heavy hand in doing everything. It will get interesting to see what happens at the end, because as much as Mark has been a puppet versus the way he's doing these goodbye messages where he's acting all cocky, that he knew everything, that it was his plans, will that rub people the wrong way? Who knows? But from the outside looking in, as of this moment, I do think that this has all just been one bad season for Kira, especially, again, if the nominations go down the way we think they're going to go down as of right now.
And how's this for a hot take?
Hit me.
I think that if their only chance is to beat Mark, I think their next best chance is Adam. I really do. And here's why.
Run me through it.
We got a jury video. We got a video between that was Sam talking with Corey. And the way that Corey talked about Adam was ridiculous, which you'd expect from Corey, right? She is 100% still completely programmed by Anthony. And so she is very salty about Adam taking her out, because I would have gone far, but it was a twist. It was a twist. Yeah, you definitely would have gone far, Corey. You definitely would have won. So Corey is saying things like, yeah, and you know what? It didn't make sense for Adam to take me out at all. He knew that I never said his name. I was not going after Adam at all. So it was the wrong move for him to do that. You know what? I think it was guilt. He came after me because of guilt. Who is this person?
Corey, where did you come from? Where did you go? Just go. What is this?
Let me just tell you, Corey absolutely said Adam's name. Corey was gunning for Adam. That was the only name on her lips. The only name. She said she was gunning for Adam. That was Anthony's sole purpose for her. Was that so she could go after Adam for him. She was absolutely gunning for Adam. To claim that she never would have gunned for Adam and never said his name is insanity.
It's just buying what you want to buy at that point. Just believing whatever you want to believe and spinning it however you want. I really don't understand that line of logic. How did you get there? How did you forget how did you forget your entire narrative of this season? Oh my God.
It's crazy. So look, I think that Corey has some bitter feelings toward Adam. You obviously know that Anthony kind of hates Adam. You know, Mark isn't particularly fond of Adam. You know, I think that if Kira has any chance of beating anyone in the end, it's probably Mark, as long as they don't make a move for Anthony, that they might have that as long as they have Adam's vote. Or it genuinely could be Adam if people are bitter enough. I could see Anthony going for Kira. I could see Corey going for Kira. I could see Mark, therefore, with those two going for Kira. That's three potential votes. So I don't know. I think that that's the next closest one. And I think this is all over the place in terms of just how bad a move this is. But that jury video was very, very enlightening in terms of, you know, Sam is still very much just like, hey, we're all cool. Sam said, like, I knew there was a guy's alliance. I just didn't realize how strong it was, which is true. She did. She said, do you think they're going to be, strong enough to get through the three of them together? The three of them.
The three of them.
And they talked about how Dane is amazing. Sam was like, Sam in her interview with me said Dane versus Adam would actually be tough for her because of how good Dane is. She said, that being said, if Adam wins, I win. So that's great.
Right.
But even Sam is contemplating, and Sam is definitely an advocate for Dane on the jury. Just further evidence that Dane needs to go this week for Kira. Kira definitely can't beat Dane. The only person Dane stays against is Adam.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's amazing. I think ultimately the one thing we can say definitively is it's starting to look like, I think Dane beats anybody, not just Kira. I think Dane is number one on the power ranking for if they make it to the end, will they win? Dane.
I think he plans on taking Anthony. It might actually be
that's true.
A close one. Like if we're looking at Dane versus Anthony, Corey and Mark are Anthony votes. Sam, Adam are Dane votes. So that's 2-2. Then you have Esty and Damien who. We'll see. I'm talking to them today. We'll see how bitter they are. But I would be inclined to say Esty is a vote for Dane and Damien might go Anthony because he's mad. So we'll give that a 3-3. That leaves Kira as the deciding vote. You know, Kira's going Anthony. So Dane would need to get both Esty and Damien in order to beat Anthony. I think it might be a close one.
That's true. Okay, well, let me rewind. Dane beats almost everybody except for one person potentially. But like you've said, like we've said this, what should have been a short update. This is a mistake because the one person Kira would want to go would stay against the one person Kira shouldn't put up on the block. And it looks like they are putting both worlds in together and making what could be the most worst possible move ever in this position.
Yes. We are definitely looking at an all-time bad decision here. I'm thinking about Raul. I'm thinking about, maybe not like Lawan levels, but like this is bad.
Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? This beats the JP and Zach, right? This beats that.
They should have known better, though.
Yeah. It's like, shame on you guys. Come on.
In turn, like, I could follow their reasoning on that one, but they should have known better. Kira has always been bad at this game.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, right? They couldn't get any worse. They're finding a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Impressive. Yeah. It's impressive from the other end, right?
HOH. Yeah. This is totally a Fessy HOH.
Yeah. That was great. That was not great, but great at the same time. Yeah. It's Taryn, though, we got to remember it's just as impressive to get 40 out of 40 in a test as it is to get 0 out of 40. It's still 100%. So at least they can look at it that way.
And I also want to say earlier in the season, I said, Kira is death. If Kira attaches to you, you will die.
The Grim Reaper.
Chelsea. Sam.
Dead.
And now Adam.
Oh my God. The kiss of death. Not great.
Should have distanced yourself. That's why Anthony distanced himself for a while. He needed to be like, I need to make sure the curse goes on to Adam. Then I'll swoop in at the last minute.
Yeah. Once it latches onto Adam's soul, I can clearly do what I need to do.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So that's what we have going on here. Now, you know, look, the veto can play out in all kinds of different ways here. Let's briefly talk about that before we wrap up.
Let's do it.
If Adam wins the veto, Mark goes on the block and Kira votes Dane out. That's probably their best case scenario from this point forward. But again, now Adam's pissed at Kira. There's no way he's, you know, if there was any chance of him going with Kira against Anthony and Mark for trying to take him out, not happening anymore because Kira just basically tried to take him out. So that's probably their best case scenario. Dane leaves in that instance. Dane wins the veto. Dane takes himself down. Kira puts up Mark. Now, this one is more interesting because Dane is probably a vote to evict Mark. Anthony probably a vote to evict Adam. And now Kira has to make a choice between Mark and Adam. Now, for us, it's a clear choice. Once you've betrayed Adam, there's no chance he's going to work with you anyway. And with Dane still in the house, he's going to go after you anyway. They absolutely should evict Adam, but they might decide to evict Mark. Not sure about that one. Not sure.
I think given the emotion side of things, I think Adam, because I do think it's one of those situations too where I have a feeling Kira loves to be loved and hates to be hated. So if they start feeling like Adam hates me, and then Adam kind of flips and says, you know what, like, I can forgive you if I still stay in this game. I'm still with you. We still have our final three. We have our pretty boy plus the finger guns signal. Like, we still have something. And I think they could play that side and convince Kira to keep him. But again, and again, it just boils down to the fact that also we keep saying that Mark is good for Kira's game, but I don't think Kira has fully gotten there yet. So maybe Anthony can play that and make that happen, because I do think that would be interesting if those two are on the block, because it does become a battle of who truly has Kira. Is it Adam or is it Anthony? And then we just see that play out for the rest of the week.
Yeah. It is funny, the Mackie Plague stuff, because
that's when it happened.
Chelsea fought hard, Sam fought hard, Adam fought hard for Kira to stay that week, and it's like Final Destination. They're all meant to die because of that, and it's all coming back around on him. And even Dane, he broke the tie, so if he ends up leaving, you know,
we know why.
It's partly his fault. Anthony was one of the least gung-ho about it. He did ultimately flip the vote at the last minute, but still. But yes, some people are saying that Dane might vote out Adam if it's Adam versus Mark. I am inclined to believe that Dane would vote out Mark. He has expressed that he wants Adam and Anthony in the final three, and that Mark is the person he wants to take out at final four if they made it to the final four. So I don't believe Dane would vote out Adam in that spot. However, never underestimate Anthony. Mm-hmm. Never do it. No. Anthony wants Adam out, and he could probably find a way. Either Dane or Kira, he could probably flip at least one of them. And I can say that Kira evicting Mark after Dane wins veto and takes himself down, and Mark, it's Mark versus Adam, and then Kira breaks the tie to evict Mark, that's like worst case scenario for Kira. That's like, that's almost worst of all worlds, worst thing they could have possibly done, because now Adam and Dane are both pissed at them. No chance that they're working with them, and they can both win HOH and veto next week, and they're gunning for that. Bad stuff for Kira there. And they've pissed off Anthony because they decided to side with Adam. So they don't even have Anthony's loyalty. That's bad. They should not do that. Other spots, obviously, Anthony winning veto, he's not going to use it. Mark winning veto, not going to use it. Kira winning veto, there's a chance that Kira decides to take Adam down to be safe, because, you know, Adam's going to be like, they're going to vote me out, dummy.
Yeah.
They're not going to vote Dane out. So if Kira wins the veto, they might actually use it on Adam. And that might be best case scenario, because they might get something back with Adam. But, you know, we'll see. They'd have to win the veto too. But they might take Adam down, put up Mark, and then again, probably a 1-1 vote where they decide to evict Dane. That's probably their best case scenario, but even that, it kind of pisses off Anthony, because he'll want Adam out, and you know Anthony will be in their ear to try and make sure they don't use the veto. So those are the options here.
Yeah, and I think all of them have been highlighted pretty much spot on what's going to happen. Again, I say spot on, just like how last night I thought the nominations were going to be spot on and clear. Who knows what's going to happen at this point, but I do feel safe in saying that of the ways this veto can go, those are how they're going to play out.
Yes, and to those who are unsure, Kira is now able to play in the veto. It's final five. Everyone will now play in the veto, including the head of household. But overall message from this update is all hail King Anthony. I shouldn't have doubted you. Nobody should have doubted you. I didn't put you below an eight this week. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I had faith, Anthony. I was always a faithful servant.
All right. I've got a question for you, Taryn, specifically. Do you pick Anthony as your Lord and BB Can savior, or do you still pick Mitch? Where are we now? Where are we now?
You gotta, you, I mean, if Anthony wins, you absolutely have to give it to Anthony. I think that Mitch is a very, very capable player. I think he played against a lot tougher competition, or much tougher competition. I think that he displayed skills that that Anthony doesn't have, but we only saw half a game from Mitch, half a game that was still a lot better than almost any other game we've seen on Big Brother Canada. But we've seen a full game from Anthony. We've seen some dominance, and honestly, even if he doesn't win, we might have to give Anthony some points over Mitch at this point. Based on the evidence alone that we've seen from him, that he's managed to do so much throughout his time in the house. The weakest point in his game was with Corey, when he really did not handle it properly, but he has bounced back, and you got to hand it to him. He's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah. I mean, this is the same guy that got in Kira's face and had a blow up after all that went down, and now seems like they have their ear the best. So it's pretty impressive stuff, generally.
Yeah,
really is.
Okay. So there you go. There you go. That's what we've got for you this morning. I will be back tomorrow morning. We might be a little early tomorrow. So check in. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. I will let you know if we go a little bit earlier tomorrow morning. We'll have some more to talk about because, I forgot to mention, Kira's going to blindside Adam.
not telling anybody for good TV, not yes. telling anyone who the noms are.
If there was any doubt that Adam was going to be pissed off about this, they are now planning on not telling him and blindsiding him at nominations. Adam, who this has been his dream for, you know, decades, who has made it this far with his alliance and his closest ally outside of the alliance, and is going to about to get backstabbed by that person. And he'll know that he's a goner because he knows that that Anthony and Mark will vote to evict him. And so this is going to be a brutal, brutal stab in the heart for Adam.
Mm-hmm. The fireworks are ready to be had, and he doesn't get any Wendy's either.
No, not even any Wendy's.
Nope.
After he was told under no circumstances will you touch the block. So he will absolutely be like, I just got not only am I on the block, but I'm on the block because Kira wants me gone, not because they want Dane gone, because there's no other reason to put him up. It would be insanely dumb to put him up if they don't want him gone.
Yeah, it's funny because right before we got on too, Kira and Mark were talking about some stuff, and then Kira calls Mark back into the room and says, so I never said Anthony was definitively not touching the block. And that was a bit of a contentious thing because Kira was like, no, I don't want words put in my mouth this whole time. I haven't told anyone. I don't want anyone to think they're safe because I'm not telling anyone who the noms are. But the one person they definitively, without question, said you are safe is Adam. And now Adam's going to go on the block without knowing it. So everyone should grab popcorn, because at the very least, we're going to have a fun couple hours on the feeds tonight, at the very least.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yes, make sure you tune in tomorrow where I'll update you about that. And then Sunday night, we will be back to update you on everything, or to recap the Sunday night episode. And then Tuesday night, it's going to be Tuesday again for the next roundtable. We will be back for the roundtable. Not Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll update the stock watch and talk about all this madness.
It's going to be fun. I'm really intrigued to see how everyone's stock portfolios go after this one. Yeah. Really.
So there you go. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. You can follow Puya at Puyaism on Twitter. And I'll try to see you next time.